We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So the Kansas City Current have just fired Carlos Jimenez for violating the league's anti-fraternization policy. Apparently he had a relationship with an unidentified KC Current player.
Now that policy was instituted, Scott, and this is from The Athletic. In addition to a policy on workplace discrimination, harassment, and bullying, as part of the league's reforms following the allegations of sexual coercion against Paul Riley and that subsequent joint investigations. So these rules, which should have been in place probably in the beginning, were born from that original allegation of sexual misconduct.
Created in 2022.
Yep.
It says that a supervisor, and I'm assuming that they consider him as a medical director, a supervisor, may not engage in, I'm quoting here, may not engage in, develop, continue, or pursue any romantic or sexual relationship or encounter, even when consensual, with any employee, including NWSL players, over whom they currently have direct or indirect supervisory or management influence.
They say the team's head of medical would fall under the definition of supervisor. Because listen to this, the medical supervisor could responsibly direct employees, including as to performance and medical decisions, address concerns, or exert influence over such actions in the interest of the NWSL or a team. There's two different ways we can take this. The medical angle is fascinating to me because I didn't think like a medical person could fraternize with someone under the umbrella of patienthood anyway. Isn't that like a violation of some medical ethics? Then on top of that, you've got the non-fraternization policy, which we all understand why that is in place, specifically in athletics, after all of the horrors that we've seen in the last 10 years. So,
but what if it's consensual?
If it's someone who is in a supervisory role over you, the argument would be made, is it ever truly consensual? The answer is no. There's an imbalance of power. So can it be consensual? Eh.
And if he holds the card on whether or not they play on any given day, in theory, if she were to make him mad, he could decide, okay, fine, you're not playing next week.
Yeah.
Now, that violates a whole slew of other rules to be making up some sort of ailment to keep a player off of the field.
He's the second one to fall to this, by the way. Last month, the NWSL announced that Houston Dash goalkeeping coach Matt Lampson, this is specific, he was a goalkeeping coach, had been fired by the club following an investigation concerning the non-fraternization policy. Let me ask you about that. He's the goalkeeping coach. What if he has a consensual relationship with a player who is not a goalkeeper?
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, you could be an offensive line coach and go out and have a beer with the defensive line guys. And that, to me, isn't crossing some weird boundary. Why would it be different?
Because you're a coach and you have influence with the other coaches.
Okay. Lateral influence.
Yeah. Yeah. So you may be a forward, right? I'm the goalkeeping coach.
Okay.
But I'm having a relationship with a forward, and we get sideways and I somehow influence the forwards coach or the head coach
sure.
to say maybe she doesn't deserve as much playing time.
I'm curious if these types of rules are codified routinely just in business. Wherever it is you're listening from right now, at your work, do you even know, is there a non-fraternization policy? And I'm going to be completely honest here, Scott. With respect to our job here, I have no idea.
Well, I can tell
none.
You, I can tell you that there is.
I think every single workplace worth their salt with more than, I don't know, maybe two employees has a policy in place.
So the policy here is, and I'm speaking a little bit out of school, because years ago, Johnny Dare told me, and he was right, never poop where you eat.
Right.
Right? So, and that was some of the best advice I ever got. Never poop where you eat. And so I never did. I've never had a relationship with anybody here at work. Thank God. Having said that, my understanding is if you do start a relationship with somebody here at work, you have to tell your supervisor immediately.
Wait, that's not awkward at all.
No, you're right.
If you do start a relationship at work.
Correct.
You have to tell your supervisor immediately.
That's my understanding.
What if they're in a different department? Would we all go out to lunch and be like, this is going to be awkward, but he and I are,
Whoa.
Sorry,
whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
What if you're just
pass
getting
the
this,
salt?
What if you're just getting the timbers of this relationship going and the
just,
fire's not quite
what if
there
you're just
yet?
Texting
you know?
Back and forth. Like you're just kicking the tires on it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Thank God.
I haven't done it. I have no idea.
Someone in broadcasting, dating someone else in this building in broadcasting, would be a dumpster fire out of the gate, and you know it.
100% agreed. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. This is why Dane and I have never started a relationship.
You would except go for to, that one time on would, April 1st.
You would go to lunch, you would tell your boss, and the next day you'd be like, yeah, that didn't work out. Never mind. Forget everything we just said yesterday.
913-586-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.